There's an irony to the timing of Allied Signal's buyout of Honeywell. Honeywell remained independent despite years of financial turbulence in the late 1980s and early 90s. Since Michael Bonsignori took over as CEO in 1993, the company has emerged from its troubles in probably the best shape it's been for a long time. So why sell now? Bonsignori says the accelerating pace of mergers among both customers and competitors made it more and more likely Honeywell would become a target.
Our competitors were getting larger and larger as a result of consolidation within their own planning. And I didn't want to be put in a position where Honeywell could be, you know, confronted with, you know, a hostile offer from which we had no sense of what the outcome might be. We have control over the outcome in this case. And we believe that is a far better alternative than waiting for the phone to ring.
Wearing cufflinks emblazoned with the American flag and sipping tea, Bonsignori says Allied Signal CEO Larry Bossidy had similar concerns. Each company has a large presence in the aerospace business, but little overlap, which analysts say make them a good fit. Bonsignori says negotiations started in February, and the headquarters location was one of the issues on the table.
And we both had to give up something. In this case, you know, I had to give up the headquarters and in exchange for the name and in exchange for some of the other things that I felt were really important to make sure that the Honeywell legacy and franchise was perpetuated into the next millennium.
There may have been little choice about the headquarters location since the much larger Allied Signal is buying Honeywell. Bonsignori says it was not possible to keep the headquarters in Minnesota, but he disputes a report that Bossidy insisted on it staying in New Jersey. Bonsignori emphasizes the importance of maintaining control of Honeywell's destiny and protecting its strategic and financial position.
And at the end of the day, that's my first responsibility as the CEO of the company. First and foremost is to perpetuate the franchise into the future, and I think we've done that in an exemplary way here.
About 1,000 Honeywell headquarters employees are expected to lose their jobs. Bonsignori goes on to become the CEO and future chairman of the new company, Honeywell International. One of his chief jobs will be melding two companies with cultures that he describes as different but compatible. He also says he wants Honeywell's culture to change.
I would characterize Allied's culture as one of being very driven by operational excellence, very driven by productivity. Time is of the essence at Allied. Frankly, this is one of the things that I was attracted to in my own right because I'd like to see Honeywell's heartbeat increase a little bit as a result of this merger.
Asked if the company is too comfortable, he says it's only natural that a 114-year-old firm might be inclined to take its success for granted. In addition to boosting the company's financial results, Bonsignori has been credited with a remarkable level of personal civic involvement, especially in the inner-city neighborhood where the headquarters is located. The company has promised to maintain its level of giving, and Bonsignori says company attention to the Twin Cities won't languish even after he has moved to New Jersey.
Clearly, I am not going to be as busy and involved in the community in my new capacity as I was in my current one. I mean, that goes without saying, but I don't believe that in any way has to be hurtful in terms of Honeywell's commitment to the community. We have some other very dedicated Honeywell executives who are going to remain in the Twin Cities, and they're going to have to take up some of the slack.
The Twin Cities will remain home to 6,000 Honeywell employees and the headquarters of the home and building control business, the company's largest, but also its weakest in profitability. Observers have wondered how the business will fit in the new company because its products, like thermostats and security systems, appear less compatible with Allied Signal's products. But Bonsignori says the division has boosted its profit margins and received heavy the internal investment. He says a number of its products have strong prospects, and selling the division is, quote, out of the question in the foreseeable future.
Well, I'm quite excited about home and building control. It has been in a state of renewal for about the last 3 or 4 years, and I'm happy to say that we're making some marvelous progress.
Honeywell is the second major Minnesota corporation in the last year whose CEO has remained at the helm while the headquarters is leaving the state in the merger, the other being Norwest and its CEO, Dick Kovacevich. Bonsignori says that's mere coincidence. He also says there was nothing Minnesota could have done to keep the Honeywell headquarters. And he points to companies like Medtronic, which last year acquired 5 companies, as evidence that Minnesota's future as a home for large corporate headquarters is not fading.
Because the unemployment is low, because the quality of life is high, Minnesota, I think, is well known as a God-fearing, hard-working place of deep values and strong family orientation. I think these are qualities about Minnesota that will always draw people to want to come and live here and work here. And as a result, while the mix may change, I think that the opportunities for Minnesota in the future are very bright.
And Bonsignori points to the rising share prices of both Honeywell and Allied Signal in the wake of the merger as evidence that investors think the combined company's prospects are bright as well. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Bill Catlin.